It's getting easier to drive an electric car long distances in the Northwest. As correspondent Amelia Templeton reports, I-5 is going electric.
There's a Chevron station just off of I-5 in Central Point, Oregon. You can buy gas here. It's more than $4 a gallon. Or you can plug in an electric car for free and charge it in about 20 minutes. The Oregon Department of Transportation has just opened 8 charging stations like this one in Southern Oregon. Neil Appleton brought his Nissan Leaf.
I've had it close to a year, 7,000 miles, not one drop of gasoline.
Appleton is from Grants Pass. It's a town with more pickup trucks than Priuses. But the all-electric Leaf works well for him.
I'm retired, and 90% of my driving is local driving in town.
The new charging stations along I-5 will help on longer drives. To visit the doctor, Appleton drives 60 miles round trip. Now, he doesn't have to worry about losing his charge on the way home. The Washington Department of Transportation is also in the process of installing charging stations. By the end of the year, you'll be able to plug in at stops along I-5 from the California state line to the Canadian border.
It's going to be the nation's largest network of charging with more than 100 fast charging stations.
That's Tonya Buell with the Washington Department of Transportation. She's in Southern Oregon celebrating the opening of the electric highway. Buell hopes that the convenience of quick charge stations will help convince more people to give electric cars a chance.
The people that have electric vehicles now are really early adopters, and this will actually give peace of mind to the mass market, the next wave of electric vehicle drivers.
One final note. Drivers need a key fob or swipe card to activate many of the new charging stations. In Oregon, you can get one by calling AeroVironment, the company that's installed them. In Central Point, Oregon, I'm Amelia Templeton.